Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lufa Garoa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
We are here in the Paint It Black bunker, preparing for Killstorm 2016. The death count right now is zero, but we're expecting that to shoot right up any minute now. Well done. I'm Pete. There's Brian.
What's up?
And there's Lou.
What up, y'all? It's your favorite nigga. I'm the best. This nigga sucks. This nigga sucks. I'm great.
He's not even trying anymore.
Is this like an every week thing now?
I'm the fucking star. You niggas is garbage.
Usually you have to win the game.
Well, I'm winning life.
The belt has been vacated.
The belt is vacant. This is the battle for the belt. And we are bracing for this stupid storm. You guys ready for it?
No. Yeah. Fuck no.
Oh, I'm actually super prepared for it.
Are you?
Oh, I'm ready too.
A lot of salt and shit like that?
I got a bag of salt. You know, just in case.
All right.
Just in case you got to bury something. Yeah.
I bought a rack of ribs, a couple six packs of quality craft beer.
Sure.
I'm good to go. Got a couple movies to watch. This is going to be a good time.
Yeah, man.
I like getting locked in the house for a day.
Yeah, man. It's an excuse to do nothing, man. I'm just going to, like, have a couple beers, smoke a little bit, and then watch some movies.
Yeah, this whole not getting dressed thing, too. Very appealing.
So a normal day?
No, Lou, I have a job. I usually go to work. Kills me a little bit every day, and then I come home.
All right. Well, we should keep hammering this point home.
Yeah.
We have a beer of the day.
Mm.
This week we are drinking 400 Pound Monkey English style IPA. So
cheers.
Cheers, fellas.
Salud.
And we will give you our thoughts. I have personally never heard of this one. Not blown away.
Mm. Let me tell you, I think that it's got some earthy tones.
You know, earthy tones.
Well balanced and bready malt. Uh huh.
Are you reading the bottle?
It's 6.8 alcohol by volume.
You could get 5 cents for this.
On the real, it kind of tastes like water I left on my dresser.
You know, I was
Did
a little
you know,
concerned.
Though, that according to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects?
Yeah, man. Sometimes you just got to throw that out the window and have yourself a beer. But not this one, though. This tastes like dirty water.
No, I'm not blown away by this one.
You bought a beer with a monkey's head on it, so...
It looked awesome.
Shame on
it. It was called 400 Pound Monkey.
And it has like...
Who doesn't love a monkey?
It has Aladdin and Abraham Lincoln just with hops in their
Brian,
hands.
Brian, that's Jafar.
There's Haji.
There's Haji.
Simsim Salabim.
Oh, there's Aladdin.
Yeah.
And a monkey with an umbrella. Anyway.
It tastes like it looks.
Also...
just terrible. Yeah.
Convoluted and weird.
Yeah. If you email the show, we'll have three extra to send out. So the first three to get the email will get the beer in the mail.
Nah, this six-pack cost me $12. I'm drinking this shitty.
Yeah. Whatever. Choke it down.
Anyway.
I stand by my words.
I should also mention we are scoring the show as usual, so we will award the championship belt at the end of the show, along with 15-second diatribe by the winner.
Mm-hmm. And it's the belt is vacated by the last week's winner, Mike.
Yep.
Yeah, he didn't make it this week. Belt up for grabs every week.
Yep, you can hear him over at the Goon Squad, or Gooncast, whatever they're called. Goon. I don't know, we were on their fucking show last week. It's nonsensical, but it's fun.
We were fucking fucked up. It was a good time.
They are
what an inauspicious just introduction to their show.
They are
whatever the fuck.
They're a rowdy bunch.
Goon like something.
You heard them last week. You know what they're about.
Right.
Good guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good people, man.
Yeah.
So how was everyone's week?
Can't complain.
You know,
average.
Yeah. A little bit sick. You can hear it a bit, but you know, last time I was sick on the show, we had a great show. So.
You're the kid that whose mom let him come hang out with the healthy kid.
If you fuck up my snow day tomorrow,
if I wake up with that tingle in my throat and I'm just like that son of a bitch,
yeah, I will trick a long. I don't know how far you live. A long time in the snow.
He will go as punch far you in the as dick. The door, and then he will turn right back and sit where it's warm.
Yeah. That is true. Uh-huh. With a nice bottle of scotch that I also purchased for my wonderful snow day.
I want to say, you have your little bell. Shame, Miss Figueroa, for teaching him to hang out when he's sick.
You still have that fucking thing? Shame. We told you.
Do I still have that fucking thing?
He said he wasn't getting rid of it.
We told you. It doesn't work.
Mrs. Figueroa, let your child hang out with healthy kids when he's sick? Runny nose? What, are you just jealous of healthy kids?
No. You should know, minorities don't go to the doctor until it's like two times an emergency.
Until your lungs fill with fluid?
Yeah. Once, twice, two like, times an emergency. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's how we do, you know?
I mean, you should get to the doctor, though.
Well, he doesn't have health insurance.
No, I've got insurance. I don't know. I just, you know, go to the doctor's for
Wait, actually, I'm sorry. I retract my statement. I don't care if you go to the doctor. Don't come here if you're sick, though. Don't be spreading your germs everywhere.
In hindsight, I probably could have Skyped in, but, you know, we're here. Let's move past it. Let's move past it.
I know that he's going to sneeze later, and I'm just going to see the little driplet.
Right on your microphone.
No, my microphone is just, like, in my mouth. I'm going to be like... Fucking suck it in like the Millennium Falcon.
Man.
Hey, I was telling the story before the show, but I fucking had an old man moment. I'm in a lot of pain right now.
Couldn't get it up?
I threw my back out. And then I couldn't get it up.
That dick don't work.
Like, man, I am old.
My back hurts and my dick don't work.
What happened to you after you blew out your back? Did like you just collapse to the floor?
No, I managed to. I was holding like two bags of groceries, both fairly light, a couple pounds each, and I'm holding in a fart while walking downhill, and then I just felt a fucking twinge. I guess I was tense.
From holding in that gas.
Holding in that gas. Let it out.
Yeah, man, he was poo-poo walking all the way down the hill.
It wasn't even a bad fart.
Taking Fred Flintstone. Like yeah. Take Fred Flintstone steps all the way down, and then he, it's like ding-dong. Oh, my back!
Really put a damper on my evening.
It's like, did you hurt your back? Did someone fart? Like, what's going on?
All right, I got to ask, did that ruin it, the romantic setting you had with you and your lady, or did you still get some?
Ah, fuck no. I'm a power through kind of guy.
Let's just say that.
Wait, fuck no, you didn't get any? Or
no, fuck no, it didn't ruin nothing.
Let's just say she did most of the work.
Yeah, because your back wasn't working properly.
He now knows what Shaquille O'Neal feels like with his icy hots.
It's called girl on top. You manage. All right, why don't we get going here?
All right.
Why don't we kick in with some news?
All right, Painted Black Yaks, you said your prayers and you've taken your vitamins. Now it's time for the news.
I like watching your guys' faces when you take a sip of this.
Yeah, it's begrudgingly taking a sip.
Did she call it 400 pounds of dairy dishwater?
Mm. I decided on one I hadn't tried yet.
This is like maybe if someone leaves a beer out and then another person puts their cigarette out.
So instead we will throw a...
And someone spits it.
I'm like going to say...
Tobacco chewer spit.
Last week's got pretty glowing reviews, so go with Greenport Brewery's Other Side IPA over the 400-pound monkey dirty dishwater.
It says in the label that you don't even get like 5 cents back on the deposit.
No, you get a shekel.
Oh, man.
All right, let's start the news and talk about the mysterious and mystical snow penis.
Well, what's a snow penis?
Like somebody drew it.
Frozen shit? I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Here's my favorite. A huge stone pillar of a cock.
I said snow penis, Pete. Snow pillar. Don't interrupt me. Now, this was on a frozen lake. Somebody drew in the snow a giant penis.
Big old dick.
Nobody knows who did it, but...
Dick fairy.
The dick fairy. But the
I hope whoever did it, like kind of like Bob Ross did, was like, all right, I'm just going to get the balls right here. Yeah.
It's not a very good drawing, but the genius of this act was that he did it in a place that nobody could get rid of it because the ice was too thin to send people out to remove the giant dick. So... The dick remains.
Was it like facing a town or something? Like why? How did anyone see this? Someone I'm trying like to helicopter over.
No, it's in a neighborhood, so everyone looking out their window could see the giant snow dong.
Like the town.
But
lake.
You figure that
it's about the size of a football field.
Yeah, but you got to figure that the snow is flat. You know, at least the lake is flat. So how did people see it exactly?
Well, there's a photo. I don't know if that helps at all.
Like it's dug into the ice. It looks like.
All right, yeah. If you're on like a fifth story, you can see it. Oh my god, that's huge.
It's a giant dong, no?
Yeah, but like this isn't bothering the people in their houses. This is like bothering the weatherman in the fucking helicopter. He's like, that's a big dong on Main Street.
Well, regardless, somebody took it upon themselves to head out there with a snowblower and try to like get it from a distance. It's still there. You can't get to it.
That took some corn maze mathematics to make.
I want to say aliens did it.
They're like, why is their spaceship thrusters like dung?
Those fucking Illuminati lizards did that shit.
Take you to their space fuck palaces.
That nigga Obama.
Obama. Thanks, Obama. This isn't even in America, by the way.
Where was that?
It doesn't say the country. It just says it's in Gothenburg. With the two little dots over the O. So that's Sweden?
On the real, that's the biggest white penis I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Size of a football field. All
right, let's...
Yum a dum-dum.
Let's get off all this ice dung and get to some titties.
Frozen dick.
There's a new craze sweeping the internet.
Yeah.
Which is?
Women taking up a new challenge.
Driving?
You know these...
Keeping their mouth shut. Hey.
Got to pause the show to deliver points.
Keeping their opinion to themselves.
Right. You know that we got these internet challenges. You got your ice buckets and all that. Mm-hmm. This is the titty pen challenge.
What titty pen?
It's my favorite challenge ever. You have women to show that they are proving their womanhood, according to this article. They lift their shirt up to show underboob, and then stick a pen underneath, and if their boob holds the pen, it's a true woman.
What culture is this?
China.
You had me at boob test. You lost me at China, my friend.
You want to see a picture? There's a photo.
So no Chinese bras got titties like them. Those are fucking big old melons, son.
You should see these goddamn pictures. This is the best craze to sweep the internet since pornography.
Well, we didn't say they were born with them. They could have been.
They should be giving out fake titties.
They probably have.
If you win the titty pen challenge, there's another little profile shot for you.
Can we get the ass pen challenge now?
That's the Latino challenge.
That exists.
The underbooty.
Oh my god, that would be so sexy.
Don't ever end up accidentally on the subreddit butt sharpies. That's all I'm gonna say.
How the fuck did you wind up there?
You ever see that little button that says "Take me to a random subreddit"?
Oh, in the butthole.
That's where they put those sharpies. Weird. It's like, how many sharpies can you fit?
I would say 4 at least.
You think you? Oh god!
It depends. Is it standard sharpie my butthole? Or is it like the max?
You're talking about the average butthole.
Just the average butthole.
I thought you were talking about your own. I thought you were like, yeah, I could hit a 4.
Yeah. I mean, handle or like for like, what are we doing for money here? Like what?
No, this is just for funsies.
For funsies, then I'm not about it. For money, we start talking now.
How much per sharpie?
Fuck. All at once or just one at a time?
You get a set amount for each sharpie.
But they have to be all in at once, like
wide?
Or is it just, I could put them in like a...
No. They don't go
I don't want that.
If you do that, they're not coming back out.
Well, you know what?
No, that's some constipation issues down the road.
That's awful issues. I would say 4 would be the max. That would be like that big.
But at what price?
How long do you have to keep
$1,000 each.
Let's say a minute. You only got to keep him in a minute.
I'm only going to go 3. But you know what? I'm going to undercut him and say I'll do it for $500.
Half the price.
We got 5. Brian, you care to counterbid?
man. You know, I'm not.
$1.
$1.
Do Price is Right rules.
This isn't Buck Sharpie fucking chicken, bro. What are you talking about? $1.
Brian wins the showcase.
Ba, 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 ba.
No, I stick to my guns. For $4,000, 4 Sharpies.
Okay.
Once.
All right.
Well, any one of our loyal listeners wants to put up a couple bucks.
Yeah.
You get photos. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking them, but we'll make Brian do it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Gotta stick to
his
gun.
I said I'd do it for $1,000. You don't have to make me do dick. If the $4,000 are there, then 4 Sharpies up the ass will be.
We're going to need you, like, prior to doing that, go to Manny and have him wax your asshole.
Go to Manny.
I bet you it's like a jungle down there.
No.
He'll lube you up good.
No wax in the assholes.
We're not going to be able to see the Sharpies.
You know, no wax in the assholes.
No.
I'm not an asshole waxer, man. Some people are asshole waxers, some people aren't, man.
I bet you it's like your chin, like, times 10.
No, my I don't have a furry ass.
You have some big kinky hairs on your ass.
Nah, like that.
How do you know?
How do I know my own ass?
You've been looking at your asshole in a mirror?
No, I've seen it. In the mirror, yes. I've been like, what's going on back there? All right, we all good.
Okay.
That's why you're the sick kid, man. You don't even check out your butthole. You don't even see what's going on back there.
That
is that. You just don't know your body.
Is that how you get sick?
Yeah, man. You fucking got pink eye a lot because you don't wipe.
I hope you don't have kids.
Why? I don't.
Dad, you know, get kids eventually. Dad, I'm sick. Did you check out your butthole?
Yeah.
Did you look at your butthole first, kid?
Yeah, and then when he comes back, I'm like, what are you, fucking fruit? No, but on the
real butthole note, checks out, Dad. I'm still sick. The tummy tums.
Oh, should I take the finger home? I think, why don't you go play at Lou's house?
Exactly. The whole
bring
thing
that
is,
there.
Once they get the medicine, you take some of their medicine.
And you go, and you, that's why you came over when you're sick. You're raiding medicine cabinets, you poor fucks.
I told you they didn't have insurance.
Yeah, next week I
add more
at least,
pills.
I expect at least some, you know, cough and cold medicine next week.
God damn it, just ask. I'll bring you some Sudafed.
Whatever you buy.
Babe, I thought we had vitamin C in here. Figaro came over yesterday.
Where's the airborne? All right, let's do the next story. All right, this one requires sound effects. Sure. But a man.
The shame bell?
Sure.
Shame bell.
You were really getting your money's worth. You paid for that shit, didn't you?
Well, listen to this story.
So did you pay for it?
99 cents.
No, it's a free fucking app. Yeah. And it does two things. Ding, ding, and shame.
I got that. The Pocket Morty's app. It's the an awesome game for free. It was great.
Oh, yeah. Definitely play that.
Did you check it out, Luke?
I haven't checked it out yet.
It's free. It's like Pokemon. It's pretty sweet.
All right.
Mm-hmm. In the meantime, you'll see why.
Sure.
You are so proud that you can contribute at least one.
One sound effect. Yeah. That's all I got. So a woman in New York was sending naked pictures of herself to several men.
Where?
Slut.
In New York City.
I don't shame that. You do that as much as you want. I need as much boobies on the internet as I could possibly.
A man, her husband, I should say, found out. So he did something awful to her. He took her outside in a bath towel, pulled the towel off, and made her walk the streets.
Damn. There you go, shame.
All the while.
Yeah. Shame. Oof.
That's some vile shit.
So, that's ice cold.
It's a fucked up dude.
Was it cold, or was it like a nice San Diego type place?
This is New York City.
Right now?
How many times I gotta say it? This is, yeah, this story's from the other day.
Oof.
You know what? Fuck her.
He says on the video, stop and take the towel off. We need to see your
butthole.
Shame.
Butthole. Oh, okay. We need to see the butthole.
The so that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That was good revenge.
Right? No, what's that accomplishing?
Shame the shit out of that bitch.
Women have been shaming their men on Facebook when they get caught. It's just not that extreme.
No, this is like marching through the streets.
A little too.
She's probably getting pelted by vegetables
and
poop. I want
to say, if they could figure out a better way to shame, they would.
Well, how would you do it?
How I do it?
You catch your woman, and you don't want to break up with her, but you just want to teach her a lesson.
I mean, like, I don't know. I never had that. Well, I mean, I've had that, but I never, like I've never been, like, petty. I'm just been like...
Well, I think they're still together, aren't they?
Wow, I guess it worked then, huh?
Yeah. That's beautiful.
That's fucked up.
Hashtag adorable.
Let's do an India story, because these are always fucked up. They always involve the same thing. Like, you have to do something fucked up to avoid bad spirits.
In India?
Yeah.
They just drink duty water.
Yeah.
That too.
Oh, big time.
Every time on Vice, I see them go to India, it's like, duty water.
Yeah. They made a whole Seinfeld episode about that.
The shit water?
They're running. They're like,
don't pee in India.
It's like they drive that like fresh water to the Nile, dump it in there, and it's like
the Ganges. That's the shitty river.
That's the shitty river.
Yeah, but the dead bodies.
Nile's in Africa. My bad. Yeah. So yeah, they just roll up there. It's like, yo, you guys want water? They just like dump the whole water truck out. Like, this is why no one takes you good people seriously, man. You guys don't even know about water. Been around forever.
Anyway, the. In this week's story, a 7-year-old boy has been forced to marry a female dog because his family believes it'll ward off evil spirits.
That's when you know you just gotta get out of there, man. It's just, this place is stupid.
East India.
Is that
get
bad?
Away from you, sick bitch.
Is that bad, though, East India compared to West India? Which is worse?
The whole thing. The whole thing's just a mess.
Where were the British people most prominent? That's probably the best place.
It's probably like
the Dubai.
New Delhi.
New Delhi is probably a good place. You probably go there, you get your leg king.
Huh, where did the Bollywood come from? Where is that?
It's a place literally called Bollywood.
I hope so. I hope that's true. It's probably from Bali.
Nice.
But, you think they're... but they spell it like us, like B-O-L-L, not B-A-L-I.
I think it's like B-H-A-L-I.
I saw this pretty incredible video that was like Star Wars Bollywood.
Oh, I bet it was bonkers.
It was off the hook.
Everyone's seen that Michael Jackson Thriller shit, but it's like super sped up with that Indian guy. Like,
yeah, it looked like fucking the Indian Ronnie James Dio.
Yeah, man, he just did he bumped a big fat rail coke, and it was like, speed that shit up.
I just for this story though, the kid marrying a dog. I do love how Lou titles these stories when he sends them to me, and that one was titled "Bitch Wife."
It makes sense on so many levels.
It does.
By Brian's face, I'm going to give Lou a dong for that one.
He gets a dong.
I didn't mention the
Your
dong.
Face looked disgusted.
I thought we got
Should I dong myself?
For mentioning dicks.
No, dong is a joke that does not go over well.
Okay, well, you loved it.
I did. But I'm going by the room.
Well, majority wins, man. You loved it. You loved it. I loved it.
I redeem it.
Did he have to fuck it?
Probably. Like, consummate.
Yeah.
They had, like, a Game of Thrones type wedding ceremony where they were like, what was
the red wedding?
Would they take her to bed?
Yeah, what was it? Was it bedding them?
The joining ceremony or something.
It's like, oh, now that you're wed, you must be bed. And they, like, they rip all their clothes off, drag them off, and watch them bang.
It's like, no, it's a dog. It's a dog.
Look, bang a dog.
That's awful.
Maybe it was a big Indian bet, like some guy bet his friend that you couldn't make your son bang a dog.
No, it's just horrible, stupid superstitions in backwards places in the world.
I'm trying to add some sensibility that maybe it's a bet, not that they believed it.
That's even worse.
No, it's not. It's somehow better.
To get a 7-year-old to fuck a dog?
For money, it makes more sense than you believe that the dog is what?
That it'll ward off evil spirits.
Yeah, that's more sense to me for money. It's like, I believe some guy being like, I bet I can make my son fuck a dog for like a million rupees.
For some reason, it's, I don't know. You know what? It's more, it's the intention. That's what's bothering me. If it's like, I'm making my 7-year-old fuck a dog for money.
Okay, let's say you're that
boy. The kid
boy.
Can't even get a hard on yet.
Let's say you're that boy. You married a dog. You banged it. Your dad told you, and your dad told you it was for a bet. Would you be like, that makes
Give me the money so I can move out of fucking India.
Well, no, but wouldn't you be like, well, that makes a lot of sense. There's no way you can believe this dog wards off evil spirits. I'm an idiot. You know, I deserve to bang this dog.
You ever see the show Black Mirror?
No.
Uh-huh.
It's on Netflix. Watch the first episode, the pig fucker episode. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say.
And that's not even the best episode.
It's not even the best one.
I'd say it's the worst episode. It's still great.
It's still great. Mm-hmm. And they're making more, and I love it.
Oh, yeah.
And they just put the Christmas episode up.
Love it.
And it's the best thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's got John Hamm.
Right.
I just want to get an update on the beer. I finished it. Thank God. I'm moving on back to Coors Light.
Wow.
Somehow better.
When you really something powered through, huh? Worse than Coors Light, you really hated it.
I don't know. It just was so, like, flat and I don't know. I just tasted the hops and flat.
It's hops and flat, yeah.
Mm. You know, hey, look, man. To each their own, it's not my thing.
They're not all going to be winners.
No.
That's all I'm going to say.
Can't do it.
We're trying new things. We're broadening our horizons.
After the show, we got like two more beers. I'm going to get one of those beers.
All right, let's do the next story. A sauna worker dealt with a drunk customer.
Like a gym, like a spa?
This was like,
right.
Spa. Guy was drunk, hassling her, refused to pay for his little session in the hot tub, I guess. I don't know what happened. What happens at a sauna? Steam room?
It depends on the kind of sauna, but maybe you negotiate for some extra shit under the table.
Well, this doesn't tell you where it is, so I don't even have any insight.
On the real, though, you pay for your sauna before you go in there, and then you get use of the spa. Mm-hmm.
So this guy came in, refused to pay his bill, threw a wad of business cards at the employee, and pushed her. So she did the logical thing. She poured boiling water on him and beat him with the kettle.
Yeah, bitch. I like it, man. It's like, I'm not going to have someone else take care of this. I want the whole... Boom! Just hit him with the fucking boiling water.
The boiling water dump had to be the most painful thing. She says, sobered him up quickly.
Yeah, man. I hope she took his wallet out, ran his credit card, and like, and you pay too, pussy.
Yeah.
You better believe no one's going
to
try.
You know, we have a self-defense course if you want to take it, but the only thing is for bitches.
No one's going to try and pull a fast one on this bitch anymore.
Oh, I found where this is.
I want to. I hope that he like slapped the taste out of her mouth. She like wiped it away. She's like, yeah. Just beat him silly.
Then she got the eye of the tiger. Yeah. You want to guess where this was? I found it.
Arizona.
I was going to say Vegas.
Russia.
Whoa.
You don't want to mess with those ice queens. Russia. Dos vidania. Boom.
Dos vidania.
Say goodbye.
Good on her. Her name is Yulia.
Of course it is.
Yulia.
It's got to be like kind of threatening to be a woman in Russia, man.
Fucking Russia?
Any moment you're getting boxed up and shipped to America to be a bride or a hooker or something.
I think they do that willingly to get out of Russia.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Just wear a coat.
Well, once they get here, you know, honeymoon's over. Sure. You've been scammed.
Then they realize, this place ain't all sunshine and puppy farts. Look at this place.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm saying, like, you've been had, and they leave you.
What do you mean?
According to all of these episodes of Law & Order SVU.
Oh, well.
I've never watched that show. That show's stupid.
Stupid boring. It's got iced tea, though.
It's boring. It's just like...
So does Rick and Morty.
Yeah. There Rick and Morty, he was the cross.
He's actually from an ice planet.
Wow.
I love Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty's, like, literally my favorite show.
It's the greatest thing ever.
It's so great. I love Rick Sanchez.
All right, let's do a story from Lithuania.
Wherever the fuck that is.
It's where Rusev's from.
Who?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's from Bulgaria. I don't know. Some Eastern European.
Lithuania.
Bulgaria. Whatever.
Maybe we should do a Living in America for this one.
Kazakhstan.
An artist. I'm trying to pronounce his name. Julie Jonas Urbonus.
That's not his real name. Banana fan of phonies.
Yeah. So Banana fan came up with a euphoric way for people to kill themselves. He built the Death Coaster.
Murder! Jump aboard the murder train.
Basically, this is a roller coaster which shoots people around a track at extreme G-force, traveling at speeds about 100 meters per second.
Holy shit.
And on a 7 loop-de-loop.
So they die?
All the blood leaves the brain for the trip. All
right, man. If I was going out, I was killing myself, I'm taking the murder coaster.
They say it induces a feeling of euphoria. Sounds and then awesome. You die.
You fucking hit that like hyperspace shit in Star Wars probably. You're like,
you just see the stars.
And then you just, to white, you're dead.
They could have achieved the same thing, I think. It's just making an incomplete track.
His last words were, Chewie, make the jump to hyperdrive.
Well, you could just get a trebuchet and a wall.
Yeah.
Boom.
I believe I can.
And you know, actually, if you made the trebuchet a hand and the wall painted a hand and then you were dying in an ultimate high five, could work.
Oh, shit.
I would go out as a bro.
I want to die by getting punched by a giant novelty boxing glove.
I want to die by snoo-snoo.
By who? Tyson?
No, just like it's hooked up to like the scissor arms.
Tyson just comes in and gives you a big fluffy punch to death.
The glove is like 6 feet tall.
So I hear you want to leave your mortal coil.
Oh, wow.
Just gives you a right.
But here's the sad truth is some people are saying that, experts are saying that unfortunately the likelihood of this is that it won't work and will just cause nausea and discomfort more than death.
That's why you gotta just make it like a cliff.
Right, it just shoots you off the end into a
pit. All right, so basically what you're trying to say is if I'm 50-50 with living or dying, go take the murder coaster.
Or you know what? No seatbelts. So when you go on the big loop...
It would be ironic if they buckled you in.
Yeah, right?
Don't want to hurt you now.
Yeah, safety first.
We want an open casket here.
Oh.
All right, another story out of New York. Have you heard about the Guy-Fi booth? What
the fuck is that?
This is a booth in the city that is a masturbation booth.
Well, yeah, we've had those.
No, but like seriously, a masturbation booth.
With a phone in it.
No, we've had a masturbation booth. Yeah, they're called, remember in Times Square? They have the little jack.
No. This is on the street. Like a phone booth. It's called the Guy-Fi.
The phone booth is really obsolete.
Yeah, but it's in the middle of the street. It's for guys who need a break during work to relieve some stress.
No, I agree with that, man, because guys have been jacking off the bathrooms probably for
far too long.
Since bathrooms were a thing. The first thing a guy did after he peed and pooped was, I can jack off in here too. It's cozy.
Yeah, it's fucking isolated. Anyway, it comes with a chair and a laptop and a curtain for privacy.
That's got to be gross after the first use.
I bet you that brings down the murder rate.
I wouldn't want to go in there.
Yeah, unless I'm the very first customer, then maybe.
No, wait, man.
But after that, the keys are sticky.
If you got...
the laptop is shot. Yeah.
No, wait, man. I bet you that brings down the crime rate. If there was, like, some nice, plush fucking jack-off booth, man. Like, guys like, I'm going to go home and kill that bitch. All right, man. I guess I could deal.
Maybe I think a better invention would be a booth right next to it. And one is designated for men, one is designated for women. Just like a glory hole.
No, I'd much rather use them.
Then it would just be filled with men. That's how these things work.
Yeah.
Well, if you see,
do you ever think there's a woman on the other side of a glory hole?
Why would she go into the pink booth?
Why would she
you fucking yell at him?
Why would she flick her beam when she grabbed any motherfucker on the street?
She's not flicking her beam.
He's saying for private use.
Yeah.
Like you would ever find a woman on the other side of a glory hole. That's not going to happen. It's not how women's minds work. You're going to find a Randy Gay dude.
Yeah, man. Even in a dyke bar, it's no point. They can't have a boy. Actually, in a dyke bar, it's like the hole's big enough for their fist. They're just like...
this cunt punching.
Boom! I want to feel your heart. Just get in there.
Check your pulse.
Bow. I want to play you like a puppet.
Alright, let's do another one. Straight out of an action movie comes this one. Guy tried to steal a car. It was a this is in Norway. Kristiansand. That's the name of the town. -17 degrees Celsius was the temperature. Guy tries to steal a car. The owner runs out in his underwear, leaps onto the car, grabs the roof, and manages to hold on to that car for a long time. I don't know kilometers, but seven of them.
Fucking 7 miles.
That's kilometers.
Hard. Get insurance.
That's like
it's pretty
3 miles.
That's pretty long.
In his boxers.
I think a kilometer is...
is it longer?
It's longer than a mile.
Eh, you might be right. I don't know metric system.
Hey, look, it's sketchy at best, man.
I think we should convert to it. I don't know it, though.
I don't think we should convert to it. It seems third world. They should convert to us.
No, most of the first world has it. No.
Yeah.
Like, we're the only holdouts. Like,
what's the first world country that has it?
England.
Yeah.
Europe.
Man,
as
pretty
a
much
whole.
The entire UK.
Only war we had.
The Western world.
Yeah. We've had two wars with England. We beat them twice. I think they should take a note
in
from us.
In the 1800s and 1700s, respectively.
Hey, it was enough they didn't want to come back.
I think they use it in Canada.
Canada. Yep. Yo, you know what? Take a trip to Canada now if you can, because the loonie is going down. Because of gas prices have went down a lot, oil prices, so that they have to readjust, and it's killing their dollar.
So we should take a road trip to Vancouver in the middle of winter?
I would go with Montreal but on the East Coast, but yeah.
Whatever. I'm thinking of flying, all right? Doesn't matter to me.
Okay. That's a weird bit of travel advice.
Yeah. The loonie's dropping. Get some tidbits.
Yeah, man. Girls would be thirsty for those fucking American dollar lap dances. Give them like $2. Get the whole shebang-a-bang.
They go bottomless there.
Yeah, man. Down to her pelt, son. Down to her pelt.
But they don't shave.
And hopefully down to not her pelt.
Straight to that beaver pelt.
Yeah. Maple flag. I think it should be a thing. They should shave their bushes into maple flags.
I think so. Why not? It's festive.
I would enjoy it. If I banged...
It's patriotic.
If I ever banged a girl from Canada and she had a maple, maple leaf flag... pubic hair?
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, Canada.
Oh, Canada. You'd be dressed as a Mountie, wearing a Mountie hat?
Now, in Canada...
Just a hat with the two ear things on the side.
So in Canada, how do you salute their flag? Like, do you give, like, just like a ho, ho, ho or something like that?
And a bottle of rum.
You run on a log consecutively.
Take a shot of maple syrup.
You chop down a redwood.
You throw an axe.
Pet a beaver.
That's a fucking cool sport they have out
Eat
there.
Eat a bowl of
poutine. Like axe throwing.
Oh, the fucking lumberjack sports
thing? Yeah.
Axe throwing, sorry, man. I threw an axe once. It did not go into the tree.
I'm just saying.
I threw an axe a few times.
It maimed the tree.
Never got it to stick in that target.
It chipped the tree up.
I was good with the knives, throwing knives, and get him to stick, at least. Axe, never. Never got it. Bow and arrow, hurt myself.
What are the fucking, the strings snap and you hit in your face, something like that?
Cut my fingers up, bro.
He let go of the wrong end.
Right in the face.
Just knocked him out.
Anyway, back to the story. So this guy held on for 7 kilometers while the guy was driving 56 miles per hour, and he managed to get this car to stop.
How?
Well, the guy tried to drive into the snow to shake him off, and ended up wrecking himself.
Called upon the powers of Loki and Thor.
By Odin's name.
I imagine if he held up to the car, he's got the car by the roof or the windows.
By the roof.
So that's his butthole going against the wind for 7 miles, man. That's got to be an iced up butthole.
Yeah, and the...
Kuiti Kor.
The local police chief said, Bruce Willis wouldn't have managed that.
That's true, he's old as fuck.
What, did they just get Bruce Willis there?
We just got Die Hard.
Wait, he's 30 years old, man.
It's Norway. They don't know what's up.
Yeah.
They're like, bored, Die Hard. I'm looking forward to seeing way more from this Hans Gruber fella.
Yeah. He'll never die.
Oh, no. Rest in peace, Gruber. You fell from the Nakatomi Towers.
Yeah.
It should have been John.
Yeah, with that horrible cancer, a.k.a. John McClane.
I hope that... somehow, some way, Bruce Willis got to do some eulogy, and he was like, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
In all fairness, I really liked Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
So, I'm
why would that be disrespectful?
I'm a drink to him.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P. Gandalf. They will not pass.
Fuck you, Lou. They will not pass. Fly, you fool. All right, you want to be able to control your dreams?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
We got Matrix pills now, son.
I don't know if I can Kruger myself.
Kruger? Mm-hmm. Well, now Amazon has pills that you can buy called Dreamleaf. It's a red pill and a blue pill.
Amazon did it. They finally got you when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Now they're selling you to you in your sleep.
But if you take one of each of these pills, supposedly it can lead to lucid dreaming. You boys ever have a lucid dream?
Yeah, yeah.
Lucid dreams fucking rock.
I was reading into it. There are tricks you could do to kickstart it.
I've had one or two in my day.
Yeah. Like choke yourself as you jack
it. No. Well, but there are some things that just happen.
I think a lucid dream, guys.
That happen in dreams, but don't happen in real life.
Oh, yeah.
For instance.
And if you can identify them in the dream.
Yeah. Like if light switches don't work, you might be in a dream.
Or if you can't read.
And they say, like, you never have the right amount of fingers on your hand.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
That's a good one to know.
So if you count your hand, like, you get into a routine of counting your fingers.
I had a dream once that I was in a car heading for, like, a wall. And then right before we hit the wall.
Sounds like a nightmare, bro.
It was a nightmare. Right before I hit the wall, I remember in my dream I went, wait, I'm dreaming. And I opened my eyes for a second and then fell right back to sleep. And I was on the other side of the wall. And I was like, I'm fucking Neo.
On the real, I had a dream once in my old house in Shaftesbury. There was a window like above our bed, and I was sleeping, and I guess I was dreaming. Well, I know I was dreaming a guy coming in that window, and for whatever reason, I couldn't like stop him. I couldn't get up and like physically stop him.
You had
him.
A dream paralysis. Yeah, kind of shit.
I was paralyzed. I couldn't do it. I'm like, why can't I do it? Why can't I do it? And then eventually, my body woke up. I fucking leaped over Julian. Tack position in front of that window. I'm like, ha! Realized what I did. I jumped back over Jillian and started laughing. And she, when I did that, she was like, oh! She woke up and she thought I was crazy.
You made her sound extra black.
When you told the story, did it like score your points? Because you were like, I'm protecting you in this life and the other.
It sounded like you were protecting your butthole.
Yeah.
Like, no, get away from there.
Take her, not me.
Was it, you know what? I don't remember how it worked, though. I remember just laughing. It was super funny.
Well,
I was like,
do you know what lucid dreams are?
Yeah, yeah. You control what you
Yeah, when you're in the dream. About. Would you take pills to try to do this shit?
No.
I might do it.
My whole thing is, how does it even work? I doubt it. I doubt it works.
Okay, here's how it works.
What's the coolest thing you
The have? Red pill contains herbs and nutrients, including alpha GDC, which the company says promotes rational thinking while in REM sleep.
All right, here's best case scenario, right? Girl, your dreams. You think her up, you bang her, and you blow a load in your shorts in bed. You wake up, and you're like, I came in my pants.
Sounds better than most jack sessions.
Best case scenario. Just like,
It's better than that moment you have when you've been looking at porn a little too long, and you're like, then you finally finish, and you're like, well, that's how I spent my hour.
Hour? Leave your dick alone.
I live alone, son.
Just naked in front of your fucking...
Who says naked? Poking through the pants of a pajamas pants. Like...
He's just slouched.
I just painted way too much of a mental picture.
He only had enough strength to open up one button.
Like a bunch of Mario and Luigi.
The other hand's busy, all right?
All it is a bunch of Mario and Luigi's running around to Mario World and then Pete's dick blowing a load on his screen.
I've been single a long time.
Pete's visited the dark net for that shit.
The dark net?
I heard about the darknet, man.
Fucking, where else am I going to find amputee porn?
Brad told me a crazy story of some people in, I forget what country, I'm going to say China. They cut off these people's arms and legs and made them fuck toys. Like,
oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
I'm really remove feel their, bad about that amputee joke I just made.
Remove their vocal cords and, like, that's his life.
That's, man, some Dahmer shit.
Yeah, man. It's like, what's that that shit? They get fed paste. And like, yeah, man. Just
all right, fine. I won't jack off for a while.
No, jack off all you
want. No, I'm not going to want to.
You're going to do it. You're just going to feel a little bit guilty.
Guys, feel really guilty.
The moral of the story is don't go to China.
No, China's fucked up.
Pete, it's going to be like, oh, I was into it a minute ago. Now I just feel gross.
Look at her face. She's not enjoying it.
He was like, oh, I'm still saving the bookmark.
Take it for later.
Are you one of those guys, though, that, like, you act like your room is bugged and you're trying to jack it?
What, just constantly laying at each other and shit?
No, I fucking live alone, man.
That sounds like living at home, Jack.
Yeah, that's some fucking 15-year-old Jack.
Yeah, man, when your parents went away for the weekend, jacking it.
Every room of the house. Why not? But back then, it was like, gotta find that good sweet spot on the scrambled porn channel.
Oh, my God, that's going way back.
Showing my age there.
Yeah, man.
Or the always weird to me, like, random porn in, like, a weird place. Like, did you ever have that? Back in where I used to live, my parents' house, there was, like, a stack of porn mags behind the McDonald's. By the dumpster.
I never.
You mean like
with
a fucking
McDonald's porn?
Wait, a communal porn stack.
This was the thing.
The whole neighborhood used to get down on the same stack of porn.
I don't know about the whole neighborhood. I just knew behind the dumpster,
but it wasn't
by
yours.
The McDonald's, I could see some boobies.
But it wasn't yours.
It wasn't mine. I was 13.
That must have been a middle class.
So you were sharing the sneaky pages.
I didn't even know how to jack off yet.
Of some old porns with who knows who.
Hey, man, at the time, we did what we had to do.
You were probably getting filmed.
I didn't have my dick out. No, back then, the way we would handle it, we'd look at the pictures, and it would fill the old memory bank.
Because there's houses, like, right behind that McDonald's.
Yeah, but you don't jack it in the parking lot, you sick fuck.
You take it home and bring it back? Take it.
More no, like... you store it in the old brain. You saw some boobs that day. You were fueled up.
You didn't even take, like, tear a page out? Like,
no, I wasn't touching it.
That's a McDonald's drive-thru.
You got to touch it to look at it.
And I used to go hiking a lot. You would find, like, weird porno mags in the woods and shit.
What?
People have porn stashes.
What the fuck woods are you?
Dude, with the great porn woods?
The great porn forest of Melville, New York.
A lot of history about the great porn pines.
You've had a weird childhood, man.
Did. Porn was hard to come by. We did what we had to do.
Oh, weird.
Now we're going to do an upsetting story about dick tuxedos.
Okay.
They sell dick tuxedos.
Like,
that might not be totally upsetting.
No, man.
Yeah.
I could dig it, man.
You could go to Lelo.com. That's Lelo.com if you're interested in surprising your lady. But you could buy a one-size-fits-all dick tuxedo that slips comfortably behind the male undercarriage.
Is it ribbed for her under the undercarriage? What are you talking about?
It tucks nicely. It fits in your pants. It's, I don't know what it means.
Let me ask you, does it come with like a tiny hat?
A monocle for your fucking pee hole.
Yeah.
I don't see a hat. It comes with a bow tie, cummerbund, dinner jacket.
I like it.
The little pocket square.
Imagine, like, you know, you're a young bachelor. You're going to a wedding. you take home a girl and you throw that out there. Icing on the cake.
Like class all the way, baby.
Yeah. You wore two tuxes today.
Or she's like, this guy's retarded. He's got a tuxedo on his penis.
That's the thing. They say this is to kind of, you know, women have lingerie and their intention is to give something for men. But is there anything that men can do that doesn't just inspire laughter and pointing?
What do you mean?
As far as like, you put your dick in any kind of thing, yeah. It looks funny.
Yeah. No, there's no way you could like be like, ooh.
Exactly. So you pull your dick out.
Maybe if you chromed it out, that's not going to be like, aha. Like, that's a shiny dick.
Your chrome dick?
Chrome dick.
Like Rick and Morty, where he's going to get his dick replaced?
And then here's what happens. Her pussy, lips, and mouth get all chromed out, too. It's a give take.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want a chrome puss.
Why not?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like...
Shiny new, man.
Straight to Valhalla. Yeah,
I just rewatched that. That was actually a great movie.
Best Picture nominee?
I can't believe that.
It's not going to win, but it's awesome
it's there. It should fucking win, man. What would beat that this year?
To be fair, I've watched most of the Best Picture nominees. None as good as Mad Max.
Well, quickly, just
what? What, like Revenant, probably?
I watched The Revenant. I watched fucking The Big Short. I watched, what are the other ones? I watched Room.
I don't know what
I watched.
I haven't watched any of these.
I watched, I have Brooklyn. I haven't watched it yet. I'm trying to come up with them off my head. I can't remember what they all are, but I've watched over half of them. Mm-hmm. Bridge of Spies. What's the other one?
What about that Steve Jobs
movie? The Martian. The Martian.
Is that nominated?
I saw Steve Jobs. That's nominated.
The one Kutcher was like, fuck that picture.
No, this one's actually good.
Let's redo it.
Fassbender's the man.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. All right, so.
Anyway, that's that whole story. So for $30, you can get a dick tux.
Nah.
And in our last.
That's it?
Yeah.
In our last story, speaking of dicks, they have made a splash on the runway this year. In fashion news. British designer Vivienne Westwood has introduced.
Westwood, huh?
Introduced her new line, which includes metal-plated dick necklaces that she made all the male models wear, and they are retarded looking.
They look like dicks, right?
They look like dicks. This is a dick necklace.
That's a male model?
I think.
It's very androgynous. I don't know if I want to hit him or fuck him.
Yeah, let me find a... Oh, they all look like this. Look at this fucking corpse. Looks like Skeletor.
He looks like a Twilight vampire.
He does. He glitters in the sun.
Pretty, but, like what, are you gay? Like,
now, that dude hasn't eaten in a while. But they're all wearing dicks around their neck.
Dicking balls.
You know what?
Dicking balls.
Good for them.
Good for them?
Yeah.
That's what you say to that?
Good for them. They're wearing dicks.
Mazel tov?
Yeah, mazel tov. Who cares? I hate you. I like them to alert me to them.
They should wear them so we know they're coming.
Dick necklaces. Okay, you're a dude. Thank you.
That motherfucker. Mm-hmm.
You know what I did? I said that my resolution was to start talking shit on Twitter. And so I started with this. I tweeted this bitch for like, hey, I got an idea to continue your fashion line. It's a dick tiara. Dick
tiara. It looks like that throne that Renly Baratheon wore, but with dicks.
And I'm like, and a complimentary eyeshadow and lipstick. And it's just like, I took the picture of their mirror model. It made it look like he had jizz all over his eyes and face.
Oh, wow. Is that on the Twitter?
Yeah.
All right, go to the Twitter.
And I tweeted it out to this lady. PIB
Comics and find this horrible picture that Lou obviously
is. On the real, is that the pendants that they're
That's
made?
The real pendant.
That's the pendant.
And then that's my idea for a dick crown.
That's the dick tiara.
There's no mistaking it. Like the Italian bull thing.
Yeah.
Is that a dick? Is it a dick? Who knows? That's a dick. That's a straight up dick.
That's
man.
A schlong. That's a neck schlong.
You know what? Like, my thing does not look out of place, though. Big old dick. She hasn't responded.
Of course. Speaking of Twitter beef.
Yeah.
So, me and Brian also do this other show mm-hmm. with a friend of this show, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Rap Like Phoenix.
Video games, or VG3.
Play $10.
And he says he's trying to start Twitter war with you, and you have not responded.
I just wasn't sure if I should talk shit, because he's got, like, fucking 5 followers.
Well, that's why you talk shit, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, that's talking shit, I think.
I think that is the first shot.
Yeah. Shots fired.
Because, like, I followed him. Like, oh, I'm following number three,
I should
man.
Text him right now, shots fired. He like, what do I get? You'll see on Monday.
Boom! Talk some shit right now into that microphone, Lou.
Dan, you know, suck my dick. Put my balls right on your chin. I haven't shaved for a while, so it's going to get kind of hairy in there. It's going to taste salty as fuck. I've been sweating it up, going to the gym.
No, you haven't.
Okay, so maybe I've not, but I've still been sweating.
I sweat when I eat.
Actually, I've been huffing to the gym.
I've been huffing and a puffing. And just before you know it, there's going to be some DNA all over your forehead.
Oh my god! Ooh. Well, you know that's ooh. Not, you know that's not getting cut.
Yeah.
Oh. That's just staying in.
All right, shots fired. Let's take a break. We'll come back with some games. All right. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile, keeps us moving along. So thank you guys, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hi, I'm Brian.
And I'm Adam.
And we encourage you to come listen to a very special program.
A podcast, unlike anything you've heard before. Right, Brian?
What? No, dude. Everyone has a podcast.
Everyone has a podcast.
What's our show about?
We talk about comedy,
sports,
science,
topical news,
meat hunting,
music,
podcasting,
Matthew McConaughey,
vision,
health and fitness,
horse cocks,
technical difficulties,
buffaloes,
popular culture,
maybe a little too much about the Asians.
Aw, your army's so cute and tiny. Edits. Check us out on Twitter at EHAP Podcast. Listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher, or through our website, www.ehappodcast.com. Contact us directly through ehappodcast@gmail.com. Like and subscribe on YouTube under EHAP Podcast. We're also on Facebook and Grindr.
Really? We're on Facebook?
I think so.
All right, we're back. Be sure to check us out on the Twitter and all our friends at hashtag Potter and Family.
That's right. It's blowing up, niggas.
We got how many shows we got on there?
Too many to list, man.
Last I checked, it was like 50-some-odd shows. So.
Yeah, and there are a lot of really good ones out there.
Fucking check them out. A lot like us. Let's play a game. What game you want to play? You want to do a movie game?
Let's do it.
All right. We will come up with themes for these. And I do want to say, next week, we got a special treat coming.
Yes.
Brian got on Amazon, so you know what that means.
New thing.
Fucking weird thing.
Championship belts of all varieties.
You're going to rue the day when you finally put that belt on your shoulder and you're just like, it was worth every penny. And you earned it.
Listen, I'm not saying the shit that you buy isn't awesome. But it's it's a luxury item for sure.
I'm sorry. Well, let's hating on the luxury stuff. You were just a jealous little fucking
luxury.
Jealous items. Of the swag.
You spent too much money on the belt.
Well, let's just say what it is. You bought a wheel.
Yes.
We're gonna spin a wheel, play a game.
Spin a wheel.
So there may be some Balderdash in the future. There may be some hashtag or living in America in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's all of our old games will be on the wheel.
It's gonna be a bitch for me to prepare, but we're gonna do it.
Hmm. Yeah, so basically, no, it's not going to be these new games. It's just going to be the old school game.
We'll have the old school stuff, and then we'll factor everything in as we go.
Yes, yes.
That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to be cool.
And next week, do we still have our buddies coming in?
Yeah. Next week, Psycho Enhancer, lead singer.
The song that plays at the end of our show by the band Psycho Enhancer, we're going to have... Mm-hmm. Hopefully, two of those guys coming in with an all new tune to play at the end of the
Lou,
show.
Oh, Lou, I realize when you give them the shout out, you on the post, you have them as Psycho Enhance.
Really?
It's Psycho Enhancer, and I showed them it, and they were like, they were laughing about it.
Oh man, it must have been like auto corrected or something.
No, but they were jazzed though that we still will use their song.
Oh, cool.
Great guys, we've known them for fucking 15 years at this point.
And you know, I actually like the song. Otherwise, I would have put the kibosh on that shit.
Do you know what psycho enhancer is? Like what that refers to?
No.
Booze. Mm-hmm. Oh. Every song they have is about booze.
Booze, right. And then when Dan was singing, it was all about like barbecue.
Yeah. So, they had a song called Wing Night.
Yeah. Yeah, so they'll be on next week. They're good people, fun people.
Well, Greg's been on before, but Dan will be in. Yeah, welcome.
Yeah. He verified my musical skills.
Oh, that was like the proudest moment.
He said I brought the noise and the funk.
He's living with that. He's got that embroidered on a pillow somewhere.
You ever see Boondock Saints 2 where the Latino guy from his uncle gets like he puts his hand on his hand?
Yeah.
That's how Lou was when Greg was like, "You're good at music." And he's like, he's like tearing up a little bit, getting misty. All
right. Well, let's play this movie game.
All right.
All right. So, I recently found out this week that Machete 3 is going to be a thing, Machete in space. So I went and I watched Machete 2. Mm-hmm. So this week's three movies all involve an actor from the second Machete movie, Machete Kills.
Machete. All right.
So starting off with the lead,
Charlie.
Our first movie, Danny Trejo, is in a deep sea research facility, mm-hmm. a sea lab, mm-hmm. with a circular saw.
Circular saw?
Describe this movie.
Who's going first?
Whoever wants. Rock, paper, scissor?
I'll just do it. All right, man. Danny Trejo, he's underneath the sea, but he's one of those guys that like isn't a scientist. He's like the janitor because he's a minority and whatnot. So he brought all the wrong tools down there. Like he thought it was going to be a totally different job, right? And he's got nothing but like saws and shit. And they're like, you do realize we're in fucking under the sea. Not, like, we don't need saws, man. We need like mops. Got to clean this shit up, bud. And he's just like, yo, man, that's fucking racist, bro. Like, I'm fucking a person. Talk to me. You know, don't talk to my fucking saws. And he ends up going nuts off the deep end, man, because, like, they're just overtly racist. They're like, oh, we got your food. This is your food. It's all Goya. And he's like, I don't even like this shit. You know, and then eventually he goes nuts and he takes his saws, and it's called 30,000 Leagues. Under fucking the sea. With saws.
With saws? It's like Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, yes. But 30,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
It was really crowbarred in. It was really crowbarred in, and Danny Trejo, it just kind of carries it from being... It's a loony film.
Okay.
All right?
All right, I like it. Lou? Danny Trejo, underwater research facility, circular saw. All
right, so Danny Trejo, he is the subject of scientific testing. Right, he sold his body to science to pay for a taco truck. Okay, and you know they transformed him into a killing machine. They gave him saws for hands. They gave him a metal mouth like a Baron Underbite.
Nice.
And so he goes berserk. Channing Tatum's there.
Oh no.
He gets chopped to bits.
I see where that's going.
But not And for some reason they keep mentioning that his dick don't work. It's a
running gag.
At this point I think Channing Tatum broke up with you. It's too much. It's too much to hate this person.
It's a guy like the running gag.
Yeah. And so it's kind of like Frankenstein under the sea.
Okay.
With, you know, Spanish overtones. You know?
I'd watch it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm into it.
1,000 Leagues Under the Agua.
All right, ready for the next one?
Let's do it.
Lady Gaga. She just won something for something, didn't she?
She did?
Yeah.
She's still making music?
American Horror Story, I think. She won a Golden Globe.
She got an award for anything?
Yep.
Other than music?
Oh, yeah. It was a whole meme that Leonardo DiCaprio.
DiCaprio.
I like it when I said that. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Knock him down a peg. Fucking say his name stupidly.
He laughed at her.
Man.
When she won her award.
Fucking hoser.
Can he get
an
award so I don't have to watch like any more of those fucking memes pop up?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, somehow he's like the Susan Lucci of like real actors.
He's like, fucking, did you watch The Revenant yet?
No. I'm going to watch it tomorrow in the snow.
That's the way to, you might get cold watching that fucking movie.
I'm going to open up all the windows and open the doors.
When he's wading through ice water... And it's fucking snowing outside. You're going to need a blanket and some fire pit.
I know I'm in the right temperature for my dog shivering. It's like curling up to me for warmth. Yeah,
you're going to be feeling that. You're going to like it more than I did, just because you're going to be immersed.
Light the fire. Open the windows. Be wasteful.
Wear a pelt.
Put on the AC.
Should hire somebody to just put like an ice cube on the back of your neck while you're watching that joint. Spritz you with some water.
Now, hey, man, I'm not
big fan.
I'm not Marlon Brando, okay? I don't need to cool down like that.
Nah, but you're the king of just wasteful spending.
Right? Well, yeah, man. Yo, I'm so wasteful of my spending, they should put me in charge of the government, bro.
Should handle campaign funds.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Lady Gaga is in space with a dinosaur. Who wants to go first?
We'll just go back and forth.
Well, Luke, Lou, you want to?
All right, so Lady Gaga is a transvestite alien queen, and she's looking for that bad romance, and she finds it in a dinosaur. And, you know, rah-rah, ooh-la-la. I mean, do I have to say anything?
You're getting me with the fucking quotes. Yeah.
That's pretty much all I know.
That rah rah ooh la la.
I mean, there's fucking. Bah, 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 yeah. Bah. There's lasers. There's weird costumes. Some bizarre sex. You know, Finn. Finn. That's it.
The guy from the Sharknado. Like.
I thought you were going to say Star Wars.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Finn is also the very famous character from Sharknado 1, 2, and 3.
Played by Ian Ziering. Yeah.
It's Ian?
It's Ian.
What a fucking piece
what
of shit.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, Ian. Oof.
Hey, look, man. He's got a good sense of humor. He's he's shitty.
He's the guy from Sharknado. Yeah.
He's like, thank God I can get that 902 off my back. Now I'm the Sharknado
From now on, I'm the Sharknado guy.
Mm. Yeah, now I'm hipster cool.
Finally, I can be referred to as the best actor in this movie.
I bet you he's psyched. He's like, 90210 is like ultimately lame-o to be known for, right? But now he's shed that, and he's like, I'm ironically famous. I'm the Sharknado guy.
I think at a certain point, the Sharknados have become their own movie universe that's not bad anymore. It's kind of like you know what you're getting into, and you're into
but you
it.
Enjoy, I never not enjoyed one of those. Those
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. At the first one was like intentionally bad. Mm-hmm. Second one was so intentionally bad.
The first
it was kind
of
good.
Think, was a literal Sharknado of occurrence where it was like, yeah, this is gonna be awesome, and it was like, this is stupid. Everyone likes it. We'll go with it.
Yeah.
And by the second one, you're like, I'm in. Is he gonna ride that shark in a tornado and chainsaw its head off? Fuck yes.
He should.
By the third one, you know exactly what you're getting, and you're rooting for
it. Ian Ziering should like Deadpool talk to the screen. He's like, yo, here's what I'm gonna do right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump off the fucking the Freedom Tower and ride a shark and just, like what?
Chainsaw it.
Yeah, it's like, dude, it's impossible. I'm going to do it, though.
All right, Brian, we need your movie pitch for this one. Lady Gaga in space with a dinosaur.
All right, man. Dinosaurs are the, outside of the Earth solar system, are the predominantly superior race. So just imagine everything human, but dinosaur-based. Like they're the people.
Like the sitcom Dinosaurs.
Yes, yes. So anyway, this dinosaur, who initially had had contact with an alien being, got woken up after she killed that alien being on the spaceship. Then she had to go back to LV-426. And on that planet, there's these little eggs that pop out with little. And when they pop out, they go, and these little fucking Lady Gaga bugs jump out at you and they suck on your face and they impregnate you.
Face huggers.
But they look like Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They got big dumb noses.
They're called poker faces.
Poker faces. Wow. Fuck you.
They're called poker faces.
Wow.
Because they poke you and there you go. Boom. Connection. So after you get impregnated, you bust out another Lady Gaga. Then this is a fully grown Lady Gaga. So she rips out of your chest, and she's all like, rah, 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 rah. And then she doesn't try to kill you necessarily, but she tries to like kind of just be involved with you, like in your life, like by with their songs. They're sirens more than anything, and they're awful. And
just keeps calling you Alejandro and shit.
Yes, they go through a litany of terrible like mating calls, like the. I can only think of Poker Face, motherfucker.
That's the only two I know.
Paparazzi. I don't know how it went, but that's a song she did. and that's, you know what? It's a long list. I'm not going to get into it, all right? But their mating calls are Lady Gaga songs, and they basically just, they're a parasite.
All right, I'm going to cut you off there. I think I got an idea what this is about. We are headed into the final round. I'll give you a little points update for this game. I'm not going to get, not for the whole show, but for this game, you guys are at a dead heat.
So, who won which one?
I'm delivering points per laugh per movie.
Oh, all right.
So, I'm scoring these as one big hole.
Oh, all right. No, I'm cool with that. All
right,
cool with that.
So, as of right now, Brian, you got 1 point over Lou. But, it's tight.
In this game or just in the...
This game.
All right.
Not in the whole show. I'm saving that for the big surprise.
The big reveal, if you will.
Big surprise.
Ready for the final round?
Yeah.
We got Mel Gibson in feudal Japan.
Whoa.
With a guitar.
With a guitar?
That's right.
All right, man. It's set in feudal Japan is what century?
Samurai era.
Yeah.
That's like a long period, right?
Yeah, picture Last Samurai. That was feudal Japan.
Right. That's
feudal Japan. With a fucking guitar?
With a guitar.
Okay. well, Mel Gibson has just mucho bucks, right? So he bought a devil-cursed guitar. He starts playing some wicked hits, but the devil has told him he couldn't play No Stairway to Heaven because he watched Wayne's World and he thought it would be funny. So, anyway, first thing Mel Gibson does, play that shit, and he gets transported to feudal Japan, right? And
possessed by an Oni.
An Oni, right? And basically, yeah, an Oni. Anyway,
it's a Japanese demon.
He gets there, and he sees that their whole storytelling is in shambles. They haven't told a good story in forever.
So, real quick, just so I'm clarified, Mel Gibson is playing Mel Gibson.
Yes.
Okay.
I told you he bought a devil cursed guitar.
Right.
Transport
with his Passion of the Christ.
Where would you least like to be ever, Mel? Feudal Japan. Yeah. Wild sound. And then they go. He's in Japan now, and he goes to their local theater, and he's just like, "This is terrible, guys. Let me show you how it's done." And he just takes over the theater game over there, and movies are known in Japan as Gibson's. And basically, that's just a real life story of how, you know,
Mel Gibson conquered Japan.
Conquered Japan, man.
That's why we refer to it as Melland.
It's called Just One White Man.
Just One White Man.
Yeah, it's all it took.
All right, Lou, you got one for Mel Gibson in feudal Japan with a guitar.
All right. Mel Gibson stars in Brave Sword. And he's a traveling... musician, you know, and it's not a standard guitar. It's like those Chinese, like ding dong dong dong.
Whatever those fucking twangy things.
Yeah,
are.
Yeah, I forget what they're called.
Twangy things.
Yeah.
Didn't the bad guys in Kung Fu Hustle play them?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know
together,
the ones.
You know, like the bing bang.
And he's on a crusade to get rid of the chinks.
So that's why he's in Japan. He's raising an army.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yes, we got rid of the chinks. Right. Fuck them.
So that's
fuck them. Fuck dolphin. Fuck whale. Fuck chinks.
So he started that feud back in the day of Japan and China. And yeah. He kills it. He's brave as fuck. And he's a national
I think
leader.
That's the name of the movie. Brave
he's brave as fuck.
His war paint is the two blue eyes, but the chinky eye.
He has like geisha makeup.
It's one chinky eye in blue.
All right. Yeah. We got a tie game on that one.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Woo. I both had good answers. So we're going to move on to our next game, which is Perfect 10, Our Best Day. So... I'm going to time you guys. I'm going to give you each, what do you think? Minute, two? What do you
want? I think it's good.
Why don't you just stop this at your discretion?
Okay.
We're puttering.
when you're puttering, just cut it off.
If it gets out of hand.
All right. With a lot of people, it worked out nice last week.
Well, there's a lot of people.
I've been debating how to handle it.
With two people,
I will cut you off when I am sick and tired of what you're talking about.
You know what? I don't know.
All right. So, this week, you're going to tell me, all right, it's January. It's New Year's resolutions time. You're going to start hitting the gym. What's your best day at the gym?
My best day at the gym?
Best day at the gym.
Oh, man. I put the treadmill, or I should say elliptical, on mild, and I just sit behind a girl with the fattest ass ever. And, like, she goes so hard that I start to smell her a little bit, and it gives me a weird hard-on.
I'm going to deduct a point for that.
Well, yeah, I'm not trying to be creepy, but you have.
That's some creepy shit.
You weren't trying to, but you
made, like, I smell it.
What, you've never just taken in the sights of the fucking gym? Stop.
I haven't taken in the smells.
Taking in the sights is different from going up behind a girl and be like,
I'm not going behind her. I'm not going behind a girl. I'm running behind her, and she's building that good coochie sweat. It's like,
okay.
And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, man, something awesome is on TV, and my headphones actually work for the device I'm on.
That never happens.
It never happens.
I like that.
It's like, holy shit, I never bothered to do this when and it actually works. It happened. I catch a bunch of Simpsons episodes, only the good ones. It's like
seasons like 5 through 9.
Homer, Simpsons go to New York.
Great episode.
Just good old episodes from 8 to 12.
I'm feeling it.
Then you get out there, and the freezer is dead, so they're just giving out drinks. They're just like, hey, look, man, these are all going to go bad. Do you want, like, a protein drink, maybe a Gatorade or something like that, water? So you're like, yeah, I'll take your free drinks. And then you go in there, and you go take a shower, and that girl who you were smelling before, it totally spots you out. She runs up there, and she's like, I know you were smelling me, and she fucks you hardcore. Fucks you hardcore in the shower, and it's like all the other showers you've been in a men's locker room. It's like, you know, everything's happening in every other shower, and everyone's just trying to keep their eyes to the wall in their own shower, and it's great. You're just like, you're just banging this bitch hardcore in the shower, and they're just like, Jesus Christ, I just got to wash my body, get the stink off, go home. Maybe I'll be my wife because it's pretty hot. But
all right, I'm calling it there. That's a good day at the gym. Mm-hmm. Aside from the smelling, whatever. That shit was gross.
It sounded very genuine.
Gym smell awful.
Genuine cats.
Yeah, man. Just like, smell good pussy.
Okay.
You can put that in my teeth.
Swampy, sweaty pussy.
No, not from...
That's what does it for
not from someone who shops at Walmart. I'm talking about like a good, like a Whole Foods woman.
From some. She's still on a treadmill, this... Fucking chafing it up.
Smells like lavender and promise.
For the record, just God bless the man who invented yoga pants.
Mm-hmm. It's the way the girl's ass looks fat every day.
And when you're on a treadmill, it's a saving grace.
Mm-hmm. Luke? Half the problem about the gym is you gotta keep the boner down, bro. It's just...
Yeah, I guess.
There's some sexy gyms out there.
Some sexy fucking gyms. Not mine, but I've been to some.
You gotta up the gym, man.
Gotta go back to a Gold's.
The Gold's gym had... Fine bitches.
That was like, what the fuck is it? They make them like you?
I gotta hit the weights, get some of these bitches to notice me, son.
I was at my best shape at Gold for that reason. I was like, yeah, I lift. Fucking Retro Fitness, not so much.
Right.
Planet Fitness, dump.
Dude, Gold Gym, you could tell how the girl shaved her pussy. It was like, that's how tight their pants were.
Yeah. They were like cutoffs. Ooh. All right, Lou, best day at the gym.
All right, so, I decided I want to work out that day. I'm new start, you know? I'm going to be a new man, be buff, and it happens, all right? For some reason, they let me into an all-ladies gym. They're like, all right, we're breaking the rules, but it's okay.
So Lou goes to curves.
This nigga's the man.
Aerobics.
He's in a Zumba class.
I'm killing it, you know? I'm working out harder than Billy Blanks is. I get my own video. I'm the man. I get a fucking kung fu movie where my special move is, I'm the kid with the golden knees.
He's a maniac.
It spitballs all from this one visit at the gym where I just killed it. I was the man. Just like, blah, 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 blah. Muscles just appear on me, fucking Popeye style.
You walked around the weights so much and talked about it, they were like, this guy's got some good ideas.
It's like muscles on top of muscles. And then, you know what? I just I'm banging the flyest bitches, and
he's all, petered out.
All the men want to be me.
I'm calling it there.
Lucid dreaming.
Lucid dreaming. I've worked out with Lou. It's a fun day at the gym, but you don't get anything done.
No, we got stuff done, but you know.
You were the guy who was like, I'd be like, all right, Lou, let's do some cardio. Time to do some cardio. And you'd be like, nah.
I did it, but it was.
No, you didn't.
I didn't want to do
it. You were like, if you ever wanted to be a salesman, that was your moment. Because you're like, it'd be like, let's hit this treadmill. And you'd be like, we could, or.
Yeah.
We could skip it. I'd be like, you know what? Let's skip it.
Why don't we just go to Applebee's, get some half of beers, and we'll just kind of talk about the gym?
He'd show up on pizza day at Planet Fitness.
I never got that.
It's awful. It's the worst thing in the world.
That's a bad idea.
And you know what? It was free pizza, so I 100% took a slice every time I walked out of there.
I never did. But god damn it, try to work out when it smells like delicious, delicious pizza.
It's like, hey, we need about 50 plain cheese pies. Everyone loves a plain cheese pie.
Yeah, and of course, every last location has this fat bitch who's sitting on a machine that she should be working out at, but she's using it as a chair for her pizza.
For her
pizza. And the fucking slice is on top of her gut. It's like her fucking gut is the table for the pizza.
Well, I told that story a billion times. Mm-hmm. I saw that happen.
It happens at every last one.
It was the grossest thing I've ever seen.
Grossest? Ever?
Ever.
Seeing a bitch eat pizza off her stomach.
Off her own gut without using her hands?
Like Homer?
Yeah. Like she literally decided. She arced her mouth forward like.
You're mistaken. Disgusting with kind of awesome. Where it's just like, oh,
kind of awesome.
I would say kind of awesome. I would say mildly impressive.
If you Homered it, like if you're just like, meh. And you just kind of like hop that plate over to your
mouth. She didn't have to hop it. It was just like a lean forward. She was very limber from the giant gut up.
Okay. You know what? I don't really care. You know what? It's fine.
You want to do another round of that?
Yeah, let's do another round of that.
All right. Well, we talked about it earlier. What would a great day at a toy store be?
Like how old am I?
Whatever age you want. You're talking about your perfect day.
All right.
All Lou, right. You're going to start this one.
All right, so we go into the toy store. I get just the pick of the litter, whatever the fuck I want. There are a bunch of kids there. We break out into a game of full contact Nerf football.
I'm into
and
it.
I just straight beat the shit out of these kids.
Are you a kid just, or are you
no,
you?
I'm a full-grown adult.
You're now.
I am elbow checking them. I'm stomping motherfuckers. I don't know why I'm slamming dunking on these kids. We're playing football. Body slamming them, pegging them in the head. They're crying. There are tears all over the fucking place.
This is upsetting.
I'm the man. Fuck kids.
Alright, I'm gonna call you there. Because I think you pretty much hammered your point home.
That's a great day.
You want to beat children. You have a son.
That makes it better.
God, poor kid. Poor kid. This is what he's in for. Mm. Kids, daddy, I learned to play basketball. You're like, fuck you, nigga. I learned how to dunk. I'm the man. You're a piece of shit. Look at my dick.
That's a good dad.
Brian. Day at a toy store.
Excuse me. Sorry. I've been young and been in a toy store and had fun, so I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about my adult fun in a toy store. Sorry. It is the day before Christmas, and it's Madhouse. The most popular toys out. I'm trying to get my kid the toy. I run to the fucking thing like a madman, just elbow motherfuckers. It's a melee. Right as like the nicest looking lady grabs the toy that I want for her kid. It's the last one. I grab it. I fucking lean eyes, kick her in her chest, and whip out my phone like, this is my child.
This is Tickle Me Elmo. Bow.
So I tell, what's your email address? I want to forward you this picture so you can show your son who's playing with his toy for Christmas. Right? And then, since I'm so hopped up, I'm stealing it. You can't just bring me in here, rattle the cage, and then have it stop. I'm like, everything's free. I'll throw the giraffe?
Jeffrey.
I'll throw a big Jeffrey through the window. I'm like, we're going out this way, everyone! Take everything! And just hopefully I can start a riot. Just an honest to God Christmas Eve riot at Toys R Us. That's my... And somehow, some way, like, one of the letters falls off. Like, you could tell from the outside this place has been fucked up. It's just Toys Us, no R.
All right, I'm calling that round. Brian eked out that game. Whew. The way I'm scoring it, just so you know, is I'm tallying the points for each game. The one with the most points gets a point towards the major overall. So that way makes it easier on me. We got one more.
One last thing. Let's do it.
Word association game. Yeah, this one has quickly become the stupidest thing ever. And the thing I enjoy the most. So I altered it slightly because we only have two players. You each get 10 words.
All right. Should we do it in 5 and 5?
You want to do it in 5 and 5?
Yeah, do 5 me, 5 him, 5 him, 5 me. All
right. Who started the last game? That was Lou? So, Brian, you start. Ready?
Well, I started this game. All right. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Ready? Mm. On your mark. Get set. Candy.
Sugar.
Penguin.
Awesome.
Blood.
Ew.
Apple.
Ew.
Earth.
Green.
Apple. Ew.
Apple. Ew. I didn't try to keep the doctor. My doctor was good looking.
That's not.
Blood. Ew. Apple. Ew.
Right. I'm gonna try and be real fast.
All right.
I don't like red things.
Let's speed that up a little bit.
Yeah,
ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Black.
Terrible.
Rabbit. Yeah.
Eat it.
Fire.
Hot.
Cat.
Punch.
God damn it. God damn it. God damn it.
So here's the deal. If you name an animal, I just
punch it.
Standard karate chop.
I don't know. I want to punch animals.
All right. Fire. Cat. Dong.
Gross.
Question mark?
Question mark. Brian, back to you.
Yeah.
Ready? Drive.
Not women.
Fat.
Not women.
Oh, let's scroll down. Moon.
Done.
Dirt.
Ick.
Jew.
Ick. Double ick.
And Lou, back to you.
Yeah.
Yogurt.
Tasty.
Woman.
Hot.
Water.
Drink.
Toe.
Fungus.
Germany.
Awesome.
That's a good old place.
Yeah.
All right.
Wholesome for the whole family.
It's like Nazi. Misunderstood.
Yeah. We did Nazi like the other week. I didn't want to keep pulling the Nazi word.
Just every week you throw in Nazi.
I put in Jew this week.
Gathering of people. Misunderstood. I don't get the question.
All right. So we're at the end. Why don't you two talk amongst yourselves? While I tally up these points.
Well, I mean, wait. Before we do that, we should just get like, a little music going for that. I should have had something ready. I don't like
it. Well, I got some music available.
You got some veiled music?
Yeah. All right. Why don't we see what this is? I haven't even labeled it. This is a jam.
So, Lou, man, Nom fucked up, bro.
They just slanty eyes, motherfuckers. You know,
they just did us dirty, man. They sent us to a war we didn't have an old business being in.
We showed them.
Yeah.
Karate chopping.
We fucked all their women. Just like crazy. Yes.
And some of their boys, too.
You know what? We put our roots in there deep.
Yeah. I'm going to interrupt this horrible thing. And dole it out. All right. First, the dongs. You guys were equally donged. You both had the most.
The biggest.
Equal amounts of fuck-ups.
The biggest and the best dongs.
And now that good-sized dongs. Yeah.
Now that the dongs have been deducted.
How many dongs?
Hefty dongs.
You both had 3 dongs apiece.
Heavy
three
dongs.
3 dongs is a nice size.
That's a good ratio.
That's a good ratio.
Okay.
As for points, it was really Lou's game the whole show.
Ooh.
Until the games. And Brian pulled ahead. And at a final score of 12 to 15, Brian claims the belt.
Oh, no. Here you go. Oh, my God. I'm the champion again.
We need to start. Man. Lou wants to take a photo of him and put it on that Twitter.
You know what?
You getting that scoreboard, Buck?
I'm going to have to call your judgment into question, man. We might need a new judge.
It was a tight race.
Somehow Lou judges us two and he wins.
Look, if you pulled it out over the best ever or the word association, I would have given it to you.
Hey, I was punching cats all over the place.
And I gave you, I pointed you for it. But it takes more than just saying punch. to all win right. a game.
Okay.
Apparently, it takes repeating the word ew.
Yes.
Hey, look, man. Sometimes you just find a good niche with women.
Look, all right. Next week, it's going to be nothing but...
It's on the fly. Ew. I really thought it was lose game the whole time until we hit the second half when Brian surged.
Bro, I'm for 100% any animal that gets said on that word association be like punch, kick.
That's the first thing that I think when
but
I
throw my thumbs in their eyes.
It'll get tired.
All right, listen. Just to clarify, most cats deserve to get punched, right?
Don't like
them. Most of them.
Yeah. Not a big fan.
There are three
of cats.
Types of cats.
Punchable.
There's three types of cats?
Oh, yes. There's the ones that are too affectionate to the point where like this is like almost a sex crime. Like, you need to get away from me.
Overbearing cat.
Yeah, they keep rubbing on you. Like, get the fuck away from me. The second kind of cat is the cat that doesn't give a fuck. He's not really a pet. He just lives with you.
And the third type is the cat that comes back the very next day.
The third cat.
It's a tabby cat.
Is the kind that is a motherfucker, and you can't even go near him while he's scratching.
I ran into one the other day.
And that's it.
I've never really been privy to cats. I never really hung out.
I had a cat once. It was a dick.
And why you would want to own any of those, I don't know.
Because they're so cute. Nah, suck. I don't know.
I had a cat. I used to wake up every morning to sharp, piercing pain on my chest, and it was just because the cat would lay on top of me at like 4 a.m. and just stab me with its claws.
That whole thing with Looney Tunes where he's digging them, that was true.
Oh, they do that horrible shit on your chest at 4 a.m.
Bro, yeah. You've seen that movie where like the cat was on your chest probably trying to suck out your soul.
It probably was. It may have accomplished it. I don't know. Yeah. I haven't felt the same since then.
He got moved out of that place. He let God go the next day.
Started wearing plaid.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Man, that was the defining moment.
The cat made you a lesbo?
Oh, all right. You take
you
that?
Like pussy.
I fucking offered up that joke.
Yeah.
What do you want from me?
I want a battle rap, honestly.
You're fucking... Do it.
Can I get a Pete battle rap?
If on my, I like boom boom dang.
You do what you gotta do, Lou. I know you want this more than anything.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you got the number two rapper in the room that you seem to be scared of going after.
I'm not scared
because he's holding a belt over his head now.
I'm definitely not scared. I am just running low on time.
But you want the battle rap.
I do.
So fucking start some shit.
All right.
What's up, DJ Gumdrop?
It buttons? Started. It started.
You're going to go after
it's
number
on.
Two?
He's not going after you.
He's going to go after
it's
number one.
It's on. Yeah, fucking both of you.
He's not going after.
If you guys want to collab, then go ahead.
No. I mean,
I ain't afraid.
Oh, he's
I ain't afraid.
He's taking on all comers,
yeah.
Is what he's saying.
Hey, look, man, DJ Gumdrop Buttons, I mean, I have no for real ties. I mean, like, if you want to go after Dan, I think it'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel I'm more of like a gray area type.
Plus, he's been asking for it.
He wants it.
He's dying for it.
I'll try to broker the peace with my second best rhymes.
You so, did it this time, Lou. So are you You're saying like if me and Dan do battle raps against each other, you'll do the rap where you try and squash it
or instigate?
I've never heard of a rap song made just to squash a beat.
Yeah, can we all just get along?
Can't we all just get along?
Yeah.
It's KZ 2016. All right, here we go. Hey guys, don't fight. Like,
I think it's not right.
Yeah. You should go back to bringing the yucks.
I'm the guy who gives no fucks.
Woo, we did it again. KZ,
KZ's so nice, you don't have to write his rhymes anymore. He gets hacks to do it.
KZ always sounds like he's recording on a train for some reason.
Yeah. Fucking KZ was recording his raps in the in the attic with Anne.
He didn't want to wake her up either.
He's like, I gotta record these raps, but I'm gonna be real quiet.
It's that quiet rap because he's looking out for number one, bro.
Hey, I'm addressing KZ right now, but fucking DJ Gumdrop Buttons is dropping some fucking attacks on you.
Hey, look, man.
You long neck motherfucker.
Yeah, KZ only responds to actual tracks because he's an artist.
You know? All right.
He's not a bitter little hack.
And let me tell you, man, maybe I'll even get DJ Stank Daddy.
Fuck yeah, really?
On the mix, yeah.
Ooh, shit.
I wish I had DJ Sank Daddy.
If DJ Sank Daddy shows up, I'll be very happy about that.
Yo, man, you know I'm going to school you, bro. White people ain't done nothing messed up to Latino people since Montezuma, bro. That's what you're looking at. Spitfire at you, son.
Second remember the album. Alamo.
We lost that one.
I'm saying, vengeance.
Remember the Alamo.
Yeah.
They got fucking slaughtered.
Well, you know how me and my people came in and took all your jobs? We're going to take all your raps, too.
Hey, look, man. Just like in real life, you're taking all the raps we weren't going to fucking rap about.
We're taking it all.
Like, you're not, it's not a bunch of white people clamoring to mow lawns.
You're going to go back to the record label and, like, sorry, guys, we outsourced it.
We outsourced it to Jose.
You guys were too expensive.
All right. You're out of a job, bendejo.
Too much Cristal, buddy.
Yeah, I stopped working that job when I was 13, bro.
Like, these niggas, these niggas are fine with, like, they'll drink Cizerum. Like,
you should change that. All you gotta do is change your work ethic into a green card and be a lazy American, and you just make it.
Speak for yourself. Anyway, let's call it a night.
Whoa, mm-hmm. whoa.
No, I'm doing the plugs. Right. You get your 15 seconds, don't worry. Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics and like us on Facebook. And please, please, please follow the hashtag Potter and Family,
which is trending.
And more than anything, also rate and review.
Yeah, please do that.
Like it on iTunes or Podbean or Stitcher, wherever the fuck you listen to us, just take a few seconds, say something nice. Or mean, who cares? Just say a thing. We like that. And,
say a thing.
Say a thing.
A thing, man. Just one thing.
Am I missing anything?
Oof. No, I think you got it. Oh, Radio Vegas.
RadioVegas.rocks.
And we got there on twice this week, so.
We are.
Much love to them.
One of their shows there, and they love us, and we love them.
And
we want to keep that going, so check them out. They got some good shit on there. And, all right, Brian, I'm going to give you 15 seconds, starting the clock. Now.
I'm not going to be egomaniac and say how good I am. I want to thank Lou for being just so terrible, for not being good enough to beat me, even though I'm so mundane over here, for you to raise the bar of shittiness over there with your less than average comments. And
time. And he raises the belt, close the door behind you. Never be shit. You'll dig your own ditch. Oh, so cursed on the